Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor,
my... And welcome back. I'm Ian Masters, and this is Background Briefing. And joining us now are Gloria Felt and Frances Kissling. Gloria Felt is the author of No Excuses, 9 Ways Women Can Change How We Think About Power. She's an expert on leadership and women's relationship with power, a media commentator, and a keynote speaker. A former teen mum, she became a successful CEO and was president of Planned Parenthood Federation of America. And also joining us is Frances Kissling, a feminist activist and the former president of Catholics for Choice until her retirement in 2007. She's currently a visiting scholar at the Center for Bioethics at the University of Pennsylvania and serves on the advisory boards of the Journal of Feminist Ethics and the Women's Bioethics Project. She's a consultant to the Western Hemisphere region of the International Planned Parenthood Federation, where she works on reproductive health in Latin America. She writes a weekly column for Salon.com and blogs at religiondispatches.org. Welcome to Background Briefing, Gloria Felt and Frances Kissling.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
And let me begin with Gloria. The decision by the Susan G. Komen for the Cure Foundation to stop granting funds to Planned Parenthood for breast cancer screenings, of course, has become something of it's a huge media issue, and in a curious way, it's sort of become a kind of fundraising battle, hasn't it? In the sense that people have been so outraged that money's been pouring into Planned Parenthood, and I'm not sure whether money's pouring out of the Komen Foundation for the Cure, or they're in fact in turn trying to raise funds from the right wing. So give us a sense of the battle of the fundraising.
Well, there are many different aspects to this, Ian, but let me just say that to me it looks like a much bigger issue than Planned Parenthood. And I think that's why so many people, even many people who have been completely unaffiliated with Planned Parenthood, have had nothing to do with the organization, are so angry and intent on doing something about it right now. It seems to have really just touched a nerve, because it's one more example of the kind of power over other people bullying that the right uses to stop the wheels of government and to keep good works from being done in communities every single day. I mean, it's not like this is the first time that this kind of thing has happened. So, you know, I am hoping that this is a great moment for women to step up and stop the bullying.
Well, the politicization of health has been going on for some time, with the abortion issue being central. But this seems to be the politicization of a formerly a sort of neutral foundation dedicated to women's health. And the money that was going to Planned Parenthood was for breast cancer screening. But what seems to have changed there is the arrival of Karen Handel, Komen's new senior vice president for public policy. She was a Republican secretary of state in Georgia who ran for governor in 2010. And in her campaign, a big issue in her campaign was banning abortion. And she was a sort of Tea Party favorite, and Sarah Palin campaigned for her. So is that an explanation for this shift?
It's certainly a part of the explanation, and just you can connect the dots between her appointment and then Representative Stearns, who's also from Florida, as it happens, who started the investigation of Planned Parenthood, and then all of a sudden the Komen Foundation had a new rule, you know, like Bill Maher's new rules. Okay, so the Komen Foundation has a new rule all of a sudden that says any organization that is under federal investigation can't receive funding. Apparently, however, they did not apply this to organizations that fund them. Oh, say, for example, Bank of America, which is being investigated by the federal government as well. So it's clearly all a setup, and you can certainly connect the dots between the political players and see how it all happened.
Let's bring Frances Kissling in, the former president of Catholics for Choice. Frances, there is also In conjunction with the defunding by the Komen Foundation of Planned Parenthood for breast cancer screening, there's also, I think, becoming a political issue here with Mitt Romney's attempts to join the Catholic bishops in making religious liberty campaign issue out of the Obama administration's requirement for insurance companies to provide insurance coverage for birth control.
Yes, and I think that there are similarities in terms of the kinds of attacks you're seeing and Komen's position. I mean, basically, the Catholic bishops have been against abortion for a long time, and now we have this incident where they're trying to not only, where contraception, which is enormously popular in this country and where most of us think contraception is, a key to responsible parenthood, something the Catholic bishops should be for, is under enormous attack in the Obama administration. And what we're seeing is that instead of dealing with this as a contraceptive issue, which the bishops know would be terribly unpopular, they're on this enormous bandwagon to call everything that the Obama administration and everything that our society believes in terms of sexuality and reproduction, to call this a religious liberty issue. But the fact of the matter is, it's very interesting that the bishops want their conscience to be recognized when it comes to contraception, but are totally unprepared to have the institutions that they control or that are affiliated with them recognize the conscience of individual women, Catholics and non-Catholics. And Catholic, 98% of Catholic women are using a method of contraception that the bishops disagree with. So, if they want to play the religious liberty card, we just have to turn it right back to them and say, how about giving some religious liberty to the very women who are part of your church?
Well, I suppose the religious liberty issue, the only traction it would have in reality would be the notion that taxpayers are paying for something they disapprove of. But on the other hand, taxpayers pay for inoculating children, and a lot of people don't inoculate their children, and so I don't see the religious liberty angle here.
Well, not only that, when you look at, I think the Obama administration struck a very good balance in this case. Catholic hospitals and Catholic universities, who are the ones who will be required to provide health insurance for contraception for their employees, in fact, are among the largest recipients of taxpayer money in the United States of America. There would be no Catholic hospitals and there would be no Catholic universities if they didn't get taxpayer money for just about everything that they do. And Catholic Charities, another agency that is complaining that they will have to give their employees, many of whom are non-Catholic, coverage for health insurance, receives over 75% of its money from the U.S. government. So it seems to me that you can make an argument that as a religious person you want to follow your conscience, but then don't take the money of the government. You want to run your institution on private money, let the Catholic bishops pay for the Catholic hospitals and the Catholic universities and Catholic charities, and then maybe they have something to say about this. But when they're not footing the bill, and I'm footing the bill, and Americans overwhelmingly approve of contraception, providing it for women seems to me to be common sense.
Let me go back to Gloria Felt, the former president of Planned Parenthood Federation of America. The Catholic bishops are also lauding this decision by the Komen Foundation, particularly the Archdiocese of St. Louis and various bishops in Ohio, along with Lifeway Christian Resources, which is owned by the Southern Baptist Convention. I asked you earlier about whether losing money from people who are outraged by the Komen Foundation's actions and money is pouring into Planned Parenthood. I'm not sure whether in making this decision they're attracting a lot of right-wing money to the Komen Foundation. When you ran Planned Parenthood, how do you get around this kind of jihad that's been going on forever that links Planned Parenthood as a kind of an abortion factory, when this whole issue is about women's screening for women for breast cancer. Yet when I listen to these debates on television, the people in favor of the Komen Foundation's decision are continually referred to Planned Parenthood as the world's largest provider of abortions.
I see these kinds of situations as enormous opportunities for Planned Parenthood and other pro-choice groups and women's groups to deliver the message, the accurate message. And most importantly, I mean, I really applaud you for putting abortion and contraception together in this discussion tonight, because too often those are seen as being very separate issues, when really abortion is just, has never been, in my mind, about abortion. It is the tip of a much larger ideological iceberg. And it has to do with the nature and purpose of human sexuality and different worldviews about that. And that has to do with the nature and purpose of males and females in this world and women's place in the world, and whether women are going to have an equal place at life's table, whether there will be what I believe to be equality and justice for women, and there's another worldview that says, you know, women's place is on the bottom. So, I mean, I think we need to use this as that kind of an opportunity, and I really think it's that big. It is big enough. It has made people angry enough, and I just see it as an incredible opportunity to show the strength of, it's not just the left against the right, it's most of America against a very outdated way of thinking about women's place in the world.
But there's also surely, Gloria, a lack of logic here. If you ban contraception, you make abortion more likely and frequent.
Well, that's true, but that's because you're logical about it. And a view of human sexuality that says it is primarily for procreation and that women's role in the world is primarily to bear children, it defies that logic.
So I was just reading your response to the Komen versus Planned Parenthood battle, Gloria Felt, and it's clear that you're pretty fired up about it. You say, as Madeleine Albright said, there's a special place in hell for women who don't help other women. Though progressive women opened the doors, right-wing women are now racing through them, and women like Karen Handel, who we talked about earlier, aren't there to help other women, but rather to promote a retrogressive right-wing agenda that would not just put women back to being barefoot and pregnant in the kitchen, but apparently also without basic health care.
Yes, I think I said that pretty well.
That's why I read it. So, Frances Kissling, again, former president of Catholics for Choice, what's your sense of, do you share that outrage?
Oh, I think definitely, and I think that one of the things that I think a lot of people share it, and I think one of the things that we're seeing both in the Komen decision and also in the work that the Catholic bishops are doing in terms of contraception is, I think we're seeing in both cases enormous overreach, and the kind of overreach that actually destroys the very political objectives of those organizations. I think that you know, we saw it several months ago that when all of the efforts were made to defund Planned Parenthood, which are still going on, we saw that again people stepped up and said, you know, we're really not going to take this, and we are going to support Planned Parenthood. And I think that, you know, both of these groups, the bishops, of course, far more powerful than the Susan Komen Foundation, but both of them really not in women's camps in the way that they should be, really are going to find that when they overreach this way, they lose an enormous amount of support, and that the kinds of claims and that we've been making as pro-choice and women's advocate about that this is not just about abortion, as Gloria says. This is far from just about abortion. This really is about who women are and how they will be in the world, get more and more recognized by the public, and overreaching, I think, ultimately doesn't work.
And Gloria Felt, the excuse for doing this is based upon this investigation that's been going on since September by Representative Cliff Stearns, a Republican of Florida, determined whether federal money is being used to fund abortions, which, of course, is forbidden by law. That's the law of the land. That's the Hyde Amendment. We already went through that when they tried to attach a ban on Planned Parenthood funds in the budget wrangling and the debt ceiling wrangling. So is this just, what are they doing here? This to rile up the base? Or I don't get, you know, why is it this perennial sore that comes back? And it's based upon a nonsensical idea that there's somehow this law that's been around for a long time that Henry Hyde pushed through is being violated. When you better believe if it was being violated, they'd be on it in a second, wouldn't they?
Well, of course. I think those of us who are pro-choice, ought to be saying very straightforwardly, well, indeed, abortion should be covered in any health care as a part of women's health, because that's what it is. So let me start with that.
Lost that battle, haven't you?
But the fact that the law currently says that cannot happen with federal funds, I laughed when I heard about the investigation, in part because those investigations are so common. It's almost, I mean, honestly, when I used to be the CEO of the affiliate in Arizona, we joked that when we were building a new building that we should build a room for the federal auditors, because there was never a moment when we weren't being audited for something. And it's not that they ever found anything, because they didn't, but it is one of those tools of power that elected officials have, and when they use it properly, because they really think there is something that is being amiss about how federal money is being spent, I mean, that's the purpose of having that capability. But unfortunately, these people, Representative Stearns and the like, are misusing it and wasting taxpayers' money egregiously.
You know, there is a when you try to understand what the Komen Foundation was up to, I mean, obviously there is an ideological bent here with Karen Handel and some others within Komen on this. But there's also a link to the Catholic bishops. I mean, I was reading some of the statements out of one of the Komen affiliates in Ohio that had decided on its own to stop funding Planned Parenthood. And they put out a press release because they had been pressured by the Catholic bishop. Many times what happens in these situations, it's happened with the March of Dimes, it's happened with some other organizations, wherever there's a link to Planned Parenthood and another health organization, the Catholic bishops go to those organizations and try to get them to stop funding Planned Parenthood or to stop funding anything where family planning or abortion is involved, where reproductive health is involved. And that certainly has been the case in Komen. And the Ohio affiliate of the Komen Foundation put out a press statement saying that everything that they fund is in keeping with the teachings of the Catholic Church. Now, this kind of thing is horrifying, that a secular public charity dedicated to research in breast cancer would deal with a complaint by a religious institution by asserting that its programs were in accordance with the teachings of any religion, never mind a specific religion, gives you a sense of the kind of fear that the bishops instill in people, that an institution would do this, and that institutions would do this and get away with that kind of behavior. It is really pretty horrifying.
Well, just in the last minute, I'll ask both of you, Gloria Felt and Frances Kissling, that the war against women doesn't seem to go away. And I just don't understand, you know, my daughter is third year in medical school. Most of the class are women. Women are doing, holding up more than half the world now. So what explains this atavistic insanity that's going on?
You know, I think at its core, it is because what is going on in the world right now is probably the most profound shift in power ever in the history of humanity, because it involves all of us, it involves men and women, and it's very profound. I mean, it gets to our cores as human beings and as men and women, and the order is changing. You just as you described it with your daughter, the order is changing now. For me and for you and for Francis, I presume, this is a good thing. This is a very good thing. We are changing the world for the better.
I just got back from India 2 days ago, and I was meeting with some young people who are working against violence against women. And I asked them, one of the things I asked them is, what do they think won't change? We talked about things that will change. And one young man, and this is a bunch of poor kids who, you know, really are working very hard on themselves. One young man said the following. He said to me, men will never get pregnant, and women will never have beards. Now, he's a little mistaken on this latter point.
Well, let's leave it at that. I'm afraid we've run out of time. I thank you, both of you, so much. Gloria Felt, the former head of Planned Parenthood, and Francis Kissling, the former head president of Catholics for Choice. This has been Background Briefing. I'm Ian Masters. I'd like to thank producer Graham Fitzgibbon. This program is available for podcasting at ianmasters.com. You can also contact me. And I'll be back on Sunday at 11 with another Background Briefing. Bye for now. Standing along the side of the pit.